And now onto a different kind of fashion story, one that seems to be defying the downbeat trend. Amber Chan says that despite the recession, she's actually seen an increase in business lately. Her experiences as a refugee who was forced to leave Uganda in the 1970s led her to create the Amber Chan Collection, Global Gifts for Peace and Understanding. She works directly with women in countries torn by conflict, helping them improve their lives by selling their work. Her website includes everything from a scarf made in Afghanistan to a necklace from Colombia to an evening bag from Gaza, and she joins us now from her home in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. It's wonderful to be on the show.
So you're doing well by doing good. I understand that you're actually growing despite the downturn. Can you tell us more? I know it's a privately held company, but what can you tell us?
Well, I think that, surprisingly, as the economy was going into a downturn swing last holiday season, which is my primary season, I noticed actually that my company was increasing in terms of sales and revenues, and we grew by 22%, for instance, and that was wonderful, very great news. But I think in part it was that people, during a downturn, start feeling extremely conscious of how they spend their money, and you know, your money is your vote. Your dollar is a political, in a way, a political statement of where you're making your choices. So for people coming to the collection, they were deciding to buy a beautiful candle or a beautiful basket or necklace from the collection because they knew it directly impacted the life of a woman and her family in a region of the world that we would consider extremely vulnerable.
It sounds in a way that you were surprised yourself.
I was. I certainly went into the season feeling some trepidation about what was happening, but, you know, it's been remarkable, and in sort of talking with other retailers who are premised on the fair trade principle, everybody is speaking about this sort of increase in sales at this time, which is such a heartening story.
How do you choose your products, the products that you feature?
Well, I use two sort of criteria. The first thing is when I hear about a war or a major conflict happening in any part of the world, I find that I want to swoop in and then identify a group of talented, skilled artisan women who live there and who are clearly going to have to rebuild their lives in the shadow of either war or genocide or civil strife. So in a sense, I look to see where the hot spots are on the planet. And then the other criteria is to make sure that the women who are working with the collection are very skilled in their own right as craftswomen. I mean, not every country has skilled craftspeople, but the ones that I've selected, for instance, you know, Gaza is renowned for embroideries. So it made sense that I would work with the women, and actually this is a deaf women's cooperative in Gaza because they create these most extraordinary evening bags. Similarly, in Darfur, you know, here I'm working in the refugee camps with the weavers, and they are extremely talented weavers. So the idea behind the collection is to offer our customers the very best in terms of handcrafts from around the world.
Do you think that price is a factor? Because the pieces are, you have different price ranges, but none of the pieces is particularly expensive. But again, these are items that one can live without. I mean, one does not have to have an evening bag right now, as lovely as they are. So I'm wondering if you think that because these are affordable luxuries, in addition to the fact that one feels a sense of value added, or what do you think?
Absolutely. I think the first thing, when I put the collection together, I had a certain formula. The formula was this. One, make sure that every gift on this collection is beautiful and well-designed. That's number one. Number two, make sure it's affordable. And number three, tell a deep and meaningful story about that gift. So I use those three elements to decide how I'm going to, you know, create the collection. Ultimately, it's not about charity. I believe that when people buy from the collection, they're investing. They're actually exchanging money. And this money is actually impacting these women. So I needed to make sure that we can place many, many orders with the women and therefore had to make sure it's affordable. And you're right, it's an affordable luxury. You really don't need a basket from Darfur, but if you're going to give a gift to somebody and something special, then why not buy a beautiful piece basket that costs $38? You know, it's not a lot of money, but it means a tremendous amount to the woman at that end. and to the person that you're giving the gift to.
Do you have a favorite item? I know it's terrible of me to ask, but do you have a favorite?
It's really hard to say. When you put the collection together on a table, they all look so amazing. I would have to say that the one I'm wearing every day is the Tashomar bag embroidered by Afghan refugee women in a refugee camp in Peshawar. This bag is stunning, and it is so exquisitely made, hand-embroidered, so everything is handmade. But that, I would say, is the one that I'm carrying around the most these days.
Any new items that you want to tell us about looking ahead to spring? It's Fashion Week, and
yes,
people are strutting their stuff for the new season.
All right. Well, I'm working with a group of women prisoners, actually, in Bolivia. These are women who are essentially homeless, and they're considered petty criminals, right? They're living in these prisons with their children, and they're extraordinary knitters. So I'm trying to support these women in actually having food for their families while they're in prison. So we're creating the most fabulous alpaca lace scarf, which will be launched very shortly.
And we will look for it. Amber Chan is creator of the Amber Chan Collection, Global Gifts for Peace and Understanding, which showcases the skills and talents of women around the world, particularly women in distressed circumstances. She joined us from her home in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was wonderful.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.